this cassette was reproduced from the reel-to-reel tape recorded at the dedication on October 5, 1969, of the bronze plaque placed at the Salem United Methodist Church. The first speaker and master of ceremonies was the Reverend Edgar Lukey, pastor of the church.
Congregation and members of Salem United Methodist Church are indeed happy to have you come and share with us in this historic moment. Will you take the program folder that you have, open it to the first page, and let us join singing together very heartily this hymn, I Love Thy Kingdom, Lord. As I sought to prepare this program, I thought about the Reverend Francis McCormick, all that I had read about him, and always my mind came back to this hymn, that this must certainly typify his spirit and his attitude. So let us join together as we sing with great zeal, I love thy kingdom, Lord.
I love thy kingdom, Lord, the house of thine abode. The church our blessed Redeemer saved with his own precious blood. I love thy church, O God, her walls before thee stand, dear as the apple of thine eye and graven on thy hand.
You to share with us in this moment as we are led in prayer by the Reverend George Sawyer.
O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Blessed is that nation whose God is the Lord. We thank thee for our nation begun under God, confirmed in freedom for all men, maintained by justice and equality, and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal, and that has across the years arisen to a pinnacle of freedom symbolized by no other nation on earth, a freedom uniquely American. We give thee thanks, our Heavenly Father, that we live not under fascism nor communism, nor even under an autocracy, but under a democracy, where the rule of the assorted masses, high and low, rich and poor, learned and ignorant, can carry on civilization most successfully. Sons of God and brothers one of another, Americans all. We thank thee for the religion of our fathers that impelled them to seek a land where men of all faiths might live and worship God according to their choice and conscience. For those intrepid souls who under God braved the trackless sea and forbidding forests, and conquered mountains and plains in which to build their homes, raise their families, till the soil, and make a living out of the wilderness, laboring for progress, ultimately to build institutions of culture and learning, and places of worship and the witness of divine truth, to progress socially, nationally, and spiritually, and then in July of 1776 to declare for independence and draft a constitution adopted by the Continental Congress. 29 years later, 1805, pioneers of this community established a house of worship, and Salem Methodist Church became into being, a tower of spiritual strength to guide the new community, a place of worship in the Methodist tradition, a lighthouse to rescue the erring, guide childhood and youth, and comfort and sustain all true believers in the most holy faith. We thank Thee, O God, for this church, for the vision of its founders, and for all people across the years who have given of their time and talents in a service of love. And today, as we dedicate this historical marker, designating Salem United Methodist Church as a historic site in Ohio, we give Thee thanks for the brave men who sleep in the adjacent burial ground and in cemeteries across the land and in foreign soil, who gave their last full measure of devotion to perpetuate the freedom we enjoy and share. May we, the living, lift the standard high, nor lower the trust and confidence of those who have gone before. May we heed Thy voice saying unto us, "This is the way, walk ye in it." And heeding, may we continue to tread the way of righteousness and give our best in service and devotion to God and country. In view of the turbulent present and the world's uncertain future, which we all face together, may we examine our hearts in the light of Thy truth as we give Thee praise and invoke Thy guidance in our finest hour of service. In the name of our precious Lord, we pray. Amen.
Friends, we're very happy to recognize that in our presence today there are some of the descendants of the Reverend Francis McCormick who founded this fine historic church. We have Mrs. Bess Tons Stagma. Can you stand where you are, or is it? That's fine. Mr. and Mrs. William B. McCormick. Here they are over here. Nancy McCormick. She's there too. Mr. and Mrs. Herbert McCormick. Now we have some other notable people with us that we would like to recognize and have them presented to you. Mr. Charles Lenberg. And Lenberg is the... Mrs. Marjorie McKinney. We have some very distinguished gentlemen here representing the Cincinnati City Council. Mr. Chenault. Mr. Bush. Mr. Rich. I do not know if there are others of that distinguished group present. I'm wondering how many of my fellow ministers are here from around the area. Are there any here? Whereabouts? Oh, I'm sorry. Mount Washington Presbyterian, Mr. Henderson. Reverend Beverly Cook is also here. Do we have any other distinguished persons now? All right. We do have another distinguished gentleman on hand here who is going to participate in our program at this time. We have Mr. John Lloyd, who is representing the Ohio Historical Society. Mr. Lloyd is also president of the Union Central Life Insurance Company, isn't that correct? He's not going to offer a free policy to everybody here.
That's correct.
He said that's true, too. Mr. Lloyd, it's our pleasure indeed to have you here. Will you bring us a few words of greeting?
Mr. Lukey and ladies and gentlemen, you almost had another clergyman in your presence. As I came on the ground, Ms. Lloyd and I came on the grounds, a very delightful lady came up to me and asked me if I were a minister and said, you look like one. And I said, no, I'm not, but if I look like one, I'll immediately take a collection. And she at that point withdrew. And I shall not do either. The Ohio Historical Society, which is an arm of the government of this state, is indeed happy to extend to this congregation of this historic church its felicitations. Am I getting through? Are you trying to? Is that better? That's better. You don't want me to repeat what I said to you? I think that it best not be done. The Ohio Historical Society, an arm of state government, as I said, is dedicated to the evangelistic challenge that the best in American life shall not be allowed to pass away without being registered in the hearts and minds and spirits of the people. The tapestry of history is woven of the warp and woof of what mankind has done and been from the beginning. And we have been remiss so often in days gone by when we have failed to mark the incidents and the events and the places of where the greatness which has been built into our society has had its roots here in this lovely old church. Think what has happened here since Mr. McCormick and the other pioneers founded this church. Sinners have been called to repentance here. Souls have been reborn. The sorrowing have come with their sorrow and been comforted. Happy youth has come and stood before its altars and started new families in marriage. Children have been brought to baptism. The whole span of human life has been lived in this community within these four walls. And it is more than meet that this sacred and historic spot should be marked with a plaque that all may know forever that here the gospel was preached, here the pioneers worshiped, here their descendants have lived and loved, had their being, and here they have reached their spiritual growth, both as people, as individuals, and as citizens. So we come representing that society today to bring you its felicitations and to just say this, that unless the Christian church moves on, a mighty army behind the banner of its militant Christ, God will have none but pity for the human race. There is a great challenge in this community to save the soul of America by saving the souls of Americans. We wish you long, long life in the years to come as you lift high the cross on this site on Salem Avenue. Thank you very much.
I've just been advised that our township trustees are present. Mr. Wiggin. Mr. Maddox. And Mr. Wyckoff. Fine. We're happy indeed to welcome these gentlemen into our presence, too. We are indeed privileged to hear at this time the historic statement setting the scene and the stage for this whole day's activities. This will be brought to us by a gentleman that has shown himself to be a real scholar and a friend to all people. I'm particularly happy to present to you Mr. Stephen Smalley, Chairman of the Historic Research Committee of Anderson Township Historical Society, that he might bring to us this historic background of Salem United Methodist Church. Mr. Smalley.
Thank you, Reverend Lukey, and friends of the church. As you know, we are here today to dedicate a historical marker, which is to memorialize the founder of Methodism in the Northwest Territory. But more particularly, he is the man who founded Salem Village here and Salem Church. He was the Reverend Francis McCormick, and Salem Village, which he founded in the year 1805, was more often referred to as McCormick's Settlement. In deed book references, the name of the road from Mount Washington to here was always called the Road to McCormick's Settlement. And if by a correct reading of the headstone on his grave here, the correct reading is in your program, you take that with you, you will be able to correct the punctuation, which is very poor, on the marker. You can learn a great deal about Francis McCormick before his arrival in the Northwest Territory by reading that stone. When he arrived in the Northwest Territory in 1797, his first choice for the establishment of the Methodist Church, Methodist religion, was in the Milford area. So that is where Methodism was born, as far as the Northwest Territory is concerned, in Milford in 1797. There he purchased 1,000 acres of land. He had intended to develop a community by his followers who followed him from Virginia through Kentucky. But by 1805, he had changed his mind about the Milford area. And I have a feeling that it was because he felt that the man who became his next door neighbor, Reverend Gatch, was a much better occupier of a pulpit, shall I say, or he made a better preacher. And McCormick decided that he would leave that area and go farther into the wilderness, and he arrived here in Anderson Township before there was anything here. This was absolute wilderness. So he sold his Milford acreage of 1,000 acres, and he purchased 626 acres, and we're right in the center of that now. And to this place he brought a sizable number of his followers, but not all of them. And they developed large farms here. He built for himself a large log home right up here about a half mile north. If you go down Lewista Lane, it's just about halfway down, you will be on the site of this enormous log home which he built. And that is where the services were first held. From 1805 to 1810, they worshiped in that log home. Bishop Asbury was only one of the bishops who took the pulpit there. It was a very important building, really. It lasted for over a century. But finally, it just crumbled and it had to be destroyed because it was dangerous. Then in 1810, it was decided by the group that they would construct a special building for church services right here. So they constructed in 1810 a log building. And that building was used for quite a long time. It was erected, and a lot of people don't know this, by Baptists and Methodists together. But unfortunately, it did not appeal to Reverend McCormick. The first time he had occasion to baptize an infant, he held the infant in his arm and he took the bowl, but there was a Baptist gentleman sitting near the door who got up and ran up toward McCormick and said, "Stop, stop, you will revile the house." And of course that got Reverend McCormick. So he looked at the man for a while and then he said to the parents of the child, "Just follow me." And he came out to the front, he had the bowl and he had the child, and he baptized the child in the front of the building. But he said after that he didn't think he cared much for union meetings. He said the other religions were fine, and he went along with them. But he said, union meetings, no. But there were still a number of Baptists who worshiped here with him. And for that reason, this corner, and it's 1 acre, this 1 acre here, has been hallowed ground to me ever since I became aware of its significance. Because I have a deed at home in which Reverend McCormick gave to the church society 2/3 of an acre, which was to be the site of a church building and of a graveyard. He gave to the trustees of the township 1/3 of an acre, which was to be for the purposes of public schools. So this whole acre, to me, is hallowed ground. During his services here, Reverend McCormick suffered 2 great losses from his congregation. In the year 1820, the Baptists down on Clough Valley erected a beautiful new stone structure in which to worship. He lost all of his Baptists. They went from the little log building to the beautiful stone building. That was in 1820. And then in 1827, there was a widespread movement, a schism, you might say, in the Methodist Church. And a new Methodist denomination was formed called Methodist Protestant. The people around here called them the Radicals. And not a mile up the street, there was built a Methodist Protestant church. Reverend McCormick lost a lot more of his congregation, which was very unfortunate. And so I think perhaps that might have been the reason why he decided in 1828 that he'd better tear down his log building and build a nice new brick one. If it's the building that they're interested in, let's have a decent building. So he built in 1828 a brick structure right here on the spot. But he wasn't to last much longer, because in 1836 he died. Nevertheless, in 1863 it was decided that they should get rid of their brick building, and they built the structure which is here now, 1863. At the same time, they didn't decide to throw the bricks away. They built, instead of the log school building next door, they built the brick building from the bricks that had been in this church. Those are the very bricks that you're looking at now. And that was done by McCormick more than anyone else, but he did have a number of loyal followers, and they helped. That was district number 5 of Anderson Township's public school system, that building, for many, many years until the consolidation, and they went to Forestville. So today we have here an organization which was born in the wilderness, absolute wilderness, in 1805, and it is still thriving after 164 years. I think that is something worthy of mention. The rural character of the church is being forced by progress and bulldozers to disappear. Already this area has taken on an urban character, and if the church should be forced to become a large urban church, let's hope that it will retain the heritage which stands here today. The founder of Methodism in the Northwest Territory rests peacefully here in the churchyard, but his spirit lives here, and it lives in every Methodist church from here to the Pacific, from the Ohio to Canada and beyond. This man, Francis McCormick, who was large and well-developed, with a height full 6 feet, and weighing 240 pounds, with a well-developed head and florid face, expressive of good temper, intelligence, and benevolence, was not distinguished for remarkable pulpit abilities, so the historians say. But he was very fervent in his piety, and his genial nature and good sense procured him attention and respect wherever he officiated. This is the man we honor today.
Thank you very much, Mr. Smalley. Now comes the moment that many people have been awaiting with a great deal of interest and excitement. The excitement has been running quite high throughout the community in the recent days. People have been asking questions, what is that thing you have covered up there? School teachers have been asking my children, what's going on up there, and when are you going to uncover that? Well, we're about at that moment now. We have two fine gentlemen to present to you who will lead us in the unveiling of this, that we might all rejoice together. Presenting it to us in behalf of the Anderson Township Historical Society is Mr. Roland Lowry. Receiving it in behalf of Salem United Methodist Church is Mr. Jack Glancy, who's the chairman of our trustees. Gentlemen, I turn it over to you.
Thank you, Reverend Lukey. Members of Salem Methodist Church, members of the Anderson Township Historical Society, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen. It is a wonderful occasion to have so many people out today. We've been blessed by wonderful weather, and we're just overjoyed to see so many people interested here. While I have the opportunity, I'd like to extend to each and every one of you an invitation to attend any of our Historical Society meetings, which are held on the first Wednesday of each month here in the Educational Building. And we hope that any of you from the area particularly who have not already done so will join us in our efforts to search out and preserve the history of Anderson Township. Since our society was founded a year and a half ago, we have undertaken and carried out several special projects. We have, with the cooperation of Mount Washington 100, marked many of the century-old homes in the area. We have sponsored and conducted several tours of some of these historic homes. We have assisted in publication and distribution of several books and pamphlets pertaining to local history. And we have, we believe, enlivened interest in the historic values of our community. But the project that we are completing here today gives us our greatest pride of accomplishment to date. As a struggling infant organization, we were in need of a place to meet, and when offered the opportunity to use such an appropriate historical setting as these buildings for our gatherings, we were indeed grateful. As we grew stronger numerically and financially, we thought it only proper to show our gratitude. So we asked the trustees of the church how we might repay their generosity. With little hesitation, they replied that they thought that a marker of some kind indicating the historical significance of these structures would be most fitting. To this, of course, we most heartily agreed. Now the question was, how do we properly mark the site in a way that would be attractive and lasting? It was suggested that the Ohio Historical Society might be able to lend us a helping hand. And when being informed by that organization that they would participate by officially designating this place as an Ohio Historical Site if our group would bear part of the cost of the marker complying with the standards of the state society, we were quick to agree. With the utmost cooperation between our committee, the trustees of the church, and the Ohio Society, the details of construction and acquisition of the marker were worked out, and all that remained was the delightful task for which we are assembled here today. And so, ladies and gentlemen, the Anderson Township Historical Society is pleased to have the honor of presenting this beautiful bronze plaque to mark this truly historic site.
Reverend Lukey, distinguished guests and friends, I think I can safely say that the members of this church are a mighty happy group this afternoon on this special occasion to which we've looked forward to for some time. We're grateful to the Ohio Historical Society and to the Anderson Township Historical Society for presenting us with this plaque, or this marker, I should say. These things don't just happen. It took a lot of work on their part to make this a success. And I want to take this opportunity to thank the two organizations for everything they've done for us. It is my privilege, on behalf of the congregation of Salem Methodist Church and the Board of Trustees, to accept this marker. And as the good Reverend just said, everybody's waiting to see what's under that cover. So at this time, I'm going to ask Goldie Stone and May Eversole to do the honors of unveiling and let you see this beautiful marker. I thank you.
ladies and gentlemen, may I remind you that there are two sides of the marker. One side makes reference to Mr. McCormick. The other side refers to the church buildings. We invite you at the close of our program this afternoon to look at both sides and feast upon them. Will you join me now as we share together in the act of dedication? This marker symbolizes the faith, hope, love, and zeal of Francis McCormick and others associated with him who pioneered in this community.
We therefore dedicate it in memory of these pioneers.
In grateful remembrance of those who have served before us, in grateful recognition of those who have served with us, in grateful awareness of the responsibility we bear to those who shall follow us, let us all pray. Direct us, O Lord, in all our doings with thy most gracious favor, and further us with thy continual help, that in all our works, begun, continued, and ended in thee, we may glorify thy holy name, and finally, by thy mercy, obtain everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We're honored today to have a former pastor of this church, Reverend Beverly B. Cook, to come and present us the benediction. May I ask you that following the benediction, if you will remain seated for just a moment, that I might present to you one or two announcements that you will be interested in sharing. Now, Reverend Cook.
Let us bow our heads, please. Almighty God, we give thanks unto thee that we could come to this, that we could enjoy the fellowship, that we could mark a site where thy work has begun. We pray, Lord, that as we consider these things, that we may look back to history only to find out the direction in which we are going. And may we here also dedicate ourselves to the ongoing glory of thy kingdom, and that justice may prevail. And may each family, each home represented here, be blessed in thy service. And we ask that thou wilt watch over each one of us, and that thy spirit may be with each one, wherever we are. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Now, friends, we certainly want to express our appreciation for your presence. We invite you to look around all of the grounds of the church. Both buildings are open for your examination. We have refreshments awaiting you in the educational building. We hope that you will linger, make yourself known to others, and have a genuinely good time and fellowship together. Thank you very much.